short little Gemara. A lot contained within these two lines of Gemara. It says the Gemara on the top of Daf Zayin. Ila v'tuvia kreve d'arva havu. These two individuals, Ila v'tuvia, they're Edom obviously, they were related to the Arev. An Arev means somebody who is a cosigner on a loan. That means that if the lova will not be able to pay, the Arev is responsible. So every situation of Alva has ramifications for the lova, whether he's chayiv, and as well if the Arev will be chayiv. These two Edim, Ilav and Tuvia, had something to say about a halva. Now it's very vague. Understand the ambiguity here, and it's going to be relevant when we get to the various Rishonim. So what exactly were they saying about this halva, and how were they saying it? Was it a case of Edus Balpeh? Doesn't say. Was it Edus Bishtar? And what was it they were saying that was made on the halva? That means they were testifying that there was a halva. The lover, for all we know, denies a halva. Okay, that's one possibility. Rashi sounds like they're talking about the halva. Edei halva hayu. Krovim el ha'arev. So they're not related to the lover, they're related to the arev. That's all we have in the Gemara about this. So they're testifying that there's a halva. We don't know if it was a shtar. We don't know if it was Baal Peh. Do we know that he was an Arif? How about that? How do we know that there's an Arif here? So that's also from the Edom. So that's part of their Edus. Their Edus is that there's a halva, and they're also testifying that there's an Arif. It's all part of their Edus. Or do we have independent knowledge that he's an Arif? I mean, again, all this is very relevant. You should just know all the questions. What else could have been the halva? With Lulei Rashi, for example, we see the Rishonim. What else could have possibly been their edus? Not about the halva. Let's say the halva we would know about. But they would be testifying about whether the halva is still has or hasn't been paid. And here you can go in two directions. Maybe the edus was that the halva was not paid. It means it was to benefit the malve, the toveya. The lova would say that he paid already, and the edim say he didn't pay. Or vice versa, maybe their edus is to support the lova's claim. Now, either way, this edus is relevant for the lova as well as for the arev. Whatever it is that they're saying to establish that there was a halva, to establish that the halva was or wasn't paid, this is not nogea the lova and the arev. The problem is that these edim are psulei edus vis-a-vis the arev. So, as far as the arev is concerned, they should not be accepted to say what they're saying. So if their edus is to benefit the lova, for example, to establish that it was paid, so again, the Arav wouldn't be able to have the benefit of that. Well, the other way around, if they would come here to testify that it wasn't paid, so for the lova, that could be detrimental, but maybe for the Arav, he should be able to stand behind the taina that it was paid. Again, all these issues are going to be relevant as far as what is it that they said, but meanwhile, the edus is not valid vis-a-vis the Arav. Already a question. I barely said anything, Kosha. Yeah.
Just a clarification.
Yeah.
If Ilya and Tuvia were relatives of the cosigner,
yes.
Wouldn't that make Ilya and Tuvia relatives themselves? Right? Because they were proven to the cosigner, meaning... Wouldn't they be
puzzled edus
if they're...
To each other. Yeah, it could, doesn't have to be a problem. Obviously, assuming that they're good edim, obviously you have to assume what you're saying, that right? They weren't relatives to each other, but each one would be, right? Would be a problem.
Brothers-in-law of the...
Right. You have to figure out exactly how that could be. Right. You can't have edim that are krovim to each other. You're 100% right. So obviously they're not krovim to each other, but they're krovim each one to the arev. Yeah, so that's the issue. Shaila is, can we accept their edus vis-a-vis the lova, even though we can't accept their edus? Again, we don't know yet what the edus was and how it was communicated and what. But meanwhile, there's a relevance for the lova and the arev. Can we isolate one from the other? So this is the sugya here in front of us. Sabra Papa Lameima. So our Papa was under the impression to think Gabi lova umav v'chikininu. So since they're not krovim for the lova and the malva, so we can accept the edus regarding the lova and the malva. There's no problem. even though for the Arev they can't say Eidus. Amalei Rav Huna Beid Rav Yeshua L'Rav Papa, so Rav Huna Yeshua challenges Rav Papa and he says, no, that's not correct, because Iles Le Lelove Lab Basar Arva Azel Malve, suppose the Lelove doesn't have money, doesn't the Malve naturally go to collect from the Arev? So therefore, since the issue is relevant to the Arev, should the Lelove not have money? Therefore, you cannot accept their Eidus for anybody. Okay, those are the words of the Gemara. Tosa says, which seems to be pretty obvious, if this is the Maskanas HaGemara, like Rav Yeshua, Mikan Di Yesh Gizar Be'edei Mamon, Shalei Krovin Lo 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 Arev. Hard to know what Tosa has to make a big deal about it. But that should come out. Okay, Tosa says, Halach L'maisa, we have to follow this. What does this Gemara have to do with where it's placed in the Sugya? What does it remind us of? The Ritva didn't really know why it's here. It reminds us of, in some way, the sugya of Nimsa Karbo Pasul Eidus and Detela, which is the earlier Gemara. Now, it's a variation of that. It's Nimsa Karbo Pasul, not, you know, vis-a-vis the other Eidim, but vis-a-vis a portion of Eidus. So we use that expression, Eidus to Batla Miksasa Batla Kula. It's an Eidus that has a problem in one respect, one part of it. So, okay, but then it could have been done, it could have been mentioned before Dav Vav Amabes. So the Bach says, yeah, could be, speculates here, could be that this story happened in front of Rava. We just read last year the story about the Lu'uzi that came before Rava. So maybe this story came before Rava. No, that's why it's mentioned right after that. Okay, while you're there, it's hard to know more than that. That's what I found. But now we have to get to the meat of the sugya itself. What exactly is the case, and what is the discussion in the Gemara? A couple of people had questions. Barak, we still haven't said much, though. Yeah. Okay.
Just a kind of little point about Tosfos. That I don't really like the guy very much.
Mikan Yesh Lizoher. What does Tosfos want to do with this?
So, when someone says Yesh Lizoher, does that really mean that it's really ma'akev and it's blah blah blah? Or is it saying that because the Gemara kind of leaves off on like a potential rejection, but you don't say anywhere that like that Rav Papa is like modah to it, so it would be koshish for Shidas Rav. So like Yesh Lizoher.
Yesh Lizoher is saying it wouldn't be likuva because Rav Papa disagreed.
Yeah, I'm saying because the Gemara isn't Yesh Lizoher clear that it's. Or is it every time Gemara says suffer the Mimar and then the rejection is a good rejection?
I don't know. The Yeshizar has to mean only chatchila. Yeshizar can mean we have to make we should do or but we have to make sure it shouldn't be that way. It could be Yisrael Kuva. I don't know if you have a right to conclude from Tosfos. What
the Rach says, being malva, being lova, being laori,
puzzle.
The Rach says puzzle.
Yeah,
Kuva and Psulin. Question around. He's saying the fact that the Rach says Psulin now makes us think that Tosfos maybe was something short of that. I know.
Doesn't seem so straightforward.
And someone quoted this, one of the Achronim, Kosa Yeshua, so I don't know if it's in the Kovitz or not, I have a chance to look, comments on what Tosfos is trying to say here. Maybe he discusses this particular question, I'm not sure. Someone else had a question? Yeah, okay, let's do the following. Let's look at there's a lot here in the Ramban, both in the Chidushim and the Mochamos. I think I gave you the Mochamos, and also the Balamor, which I did give you, and the Rush. Now, the Rush, It tracks a little bit the Chiddush Ramban, but though there are some things in the Ramban that flesh out more. But for now, let's look at the Rush, and then we'll come back and we'll do what we missed from the Ramban and both from the Machamos. We'll do it of the Chiddush, and you can also look at the Chiddush Ramban if you want. When you look at the Machamos, you can do it together with the Chiddush Ramban. But I think we should go right away into the Rush, not to rush through the Rush. Okay, carefully. Yeah. Yes.
Is there a reason why specifically mentioned the Mammon case?
That's the discussion in the Gemara.
Right,
because we're talking Lov and Arev. Lov and Arev. Yeah, but no, because the issue is like this. Lov and Arev. The Tosis, you could have thought that if it's just carved to one after the other, no problem. You see from this sugya that Lov and Arev go together. We don't know anything yet, Rabbi said. We really don't. We're going to start to look a little bit at this issue. Zok the Rush as follows. Eloi v'tuvya kreve v'arva havu. So you read the Gemara as we just had. Sabra papa l'mema gabi lov ma'av v'chik v'chokim ninu. Amo yivun v'vishua. Yit lesi l'lova l'abas arva azo. The first thing is Pirush Rashi, the Eda Havar Havu. So Rashi understands that the Edus was on Havar. They established that there was a Havar. That's Rashi's Pshat. Now the Rush sends us to a Yerushalmi. Keep in mind this Yerushalmi, the Rishonim, the Riff already quotes this Yerushalmi. They take this Yerushalmi and they look at it very carefully in light of our Sugya. The Dam Yilohadi Yerushalmi, the Ritva you will get to, also has a whole thing about this Yerushalmi. Kasav Nechasav Vishnei Bnei Adam. So a person has a shtar where he writes what he wants to give as a gift to two different people. And those two people are mentioned by name in the shtar, Matana. But the Ha'edim, the Edim signing on the shtar, Matana, Ksherim Lazeh, Upsulim Lazeh. So here we have two recipients who are mentioned by name in the shtar, Matana, by Reuven. But the Edim are krovim to one of those recipients. So can the shtar matana still be valid for the recipient that the Edim are not related to? So the Rush is equating that case in Yerushalmi to what we have in our Gemara. So the first thing is, what would it seem like from the Rush? What type of Edus are we talking about? Edus b'shtar. Because he's comparing it to the case of shtar matana, where it was in the shtar. It sounds like the Rush is assuming that way. It didn't say that in Rashi exactly. Hachanami, kevan di lesle lelove azo baso arva. Since the lelove not have funds, the malva can go to the arev. Imkei nechta vashtar alove ala arev. And therefore, that's the reason Rav Yeshua says it's a problem. The kevan di psuin la arev, psuin after lelove. In other words, it's like the case over there where we would assume, again, we're assuming, I have to see more carefully that the Yerushalmi, is it really everyone's opinion of the Yerushalmi? We'll see. Yochanan or Shvakish. But it's assuming that that case would make it disqualified even for the Mekabel Matana, who's not related to the Edom. Because since the Edom are signed on the same star that has two different names as recipients, that they're going to share, that he's giving the two of them, each one a matana, but since it's one star, so that it's no good for anybody, so too over here. Okay, now, this is all within Rashi, that the case is Edei Halva. Now, the Rush quotes the Ravid, V'haravid kosav shetano seyen al iske piraon. In other words, the discussion here in the Din Torah between Lov and Malva is not whether there was a Halva or not, but whether it was paid. So what's the Lova saying? Not, I never borrowed, but rather, Kigon Sha'amar Lova Lamava Praticha, Ubitainazu Niftar Ha'arev. So the Lova is claiming, I paid you already, and if the Lova is Pater because he paid, then the Mela the Arev is Pater as well. Come the Edim, who were brought by the Malva, so the Rav is learning Shat, Vehevi Edim Shelo Paro. So now the Malveh, the Toveya, brings Edim to testify. This is not a shtar, obviously. This is Edim to come forward and testify that the Lova did in fact not pay. They were with the Lova, they know he didn't take. V'nimtza Arev Mischayef. And with this Edus, so the Arev should now have to be Chayef because we assume the Lova didn't pay, but they crowed him to the Arev now. So now, the Rush now goes with that, runs with that, and now asks the Kasha of Pagina that we're now going to read. Now, why the Ravid thought to learn the Gemara that it was a case of Edim that the Lova didn't pay, that the Rush doesn't really explain. If you look at the Pul Charifta, he says, no real machokes, no special reason, mashmos darshan ika benayu, velo pligi, imar mefarsh kadish mashmalei ubda, umar kadish mashmalei, and so on. However, we will see Mr. Shem probably tomorrow, both in the Ravid himself and in the Ramban, in the Chidushim, in the Machamos, in the Balamor. The Balamor, you'll see, he didn't really have the Ravid himself, because he says things in the Ravid that clearly the Ravid did not say. So either at half the Ravid or he heard of the Ravid. But Lamais the Balamor says something also, why the Ravid needed to say the case was about Piron. And you see how the Balmar learns the time that what the Edom was saying about the Piron. The Rush doesn't make anything of this at this point. So the Rush is now going to proceed to ask the famous Kasha of the Sugya. But he's asking the kasha within the pshat that he just quoted of the Raavad. So we have to come back to this particular point as far as whether would it be a difference whether the Eidim was saying halva or piron, either yes piron, no piron. But meanwhile, the Rush brings very famous kasha on this sugya, the Im Toma. V'nehemne l'gabi rove shelo para. So what is the maskana? Let's get our bearings in terms of the Gemara. So now let's go with the case that the Raavad gave us, that the Lova says he paid, and the Edom say that the Lova did not pay. The Edom who say the Lova did not pay are Krovim to the Art. So now we say, so what did Rapapa think? Rapapa thought that since, as far as the Lova is concerned, they're not Krovim, so therefore the Lova should be Chayv. And the Arev, the Eidus that he didn't pay cannot relate to him. So as far as the Arev is concerned, he could still claim that the Lova paid. But Rav Huda Rishua said, no, you can't separate. Since if the Lova is Chayiv, then the Malva comes against the Arev too. Therefore, we totally dismiss this Eidus completely. And therefore, we cannot accept the Eidus that it was unpaid. And the Lova can hold his own with his Taina that it was paid. Now comes the Rush with the following kasha called Palgina. V'yim tomar, v'nehemne l'gabi lova shelo para, v'lo nehemne l'gabi arif. The Palgina dibura. So the Rush is asking, why are we assuming a maskana sagamara that we totally dismiss this edus? This edus was the lova did not pay. Let's accept the edus in part. What does that mean? Selectively. Let's accept the Eidus insofar as the Lova is concerned. So then we should accept and assume that the loan was unpaid. But since Ugabi the Arev, they're not the Krovin, they're not believed. So then Ugabi the Arev, we won't accept the Eidus. The Rush calls that Palginan what? Palginan Dibura. Now for this idea, Palginan Dibura, the Rush gives us series of examples in Shas, three examples, which we have to look at carefully and see what the Rush saw in those examples that should compare to our situation. So what does the Rush bring? Three examples. Midi Dahavi, number one. Ahida Perakamid the Sanhedrin, number one, he brings the sugya. Ploni Ravo Lertsono. Hu Va'acher Mitztarfin Lahargo. What happens? A person testifies that so-and-so committed this act of Revia, where he's Chayiv Misa for that act, but he says that he was complicit, he was consensual. So part of his Eidus also speaks about himself, Luritzono. So we say that, we can say Palgina, that we don't accept the Eidus completely. We can allow this person to testify along with somebody else to Mechayiv that Revia, but we don't accept the story, the Eidus, completely insofar as he's saying that it was Ritzona, which means he's a Rasha. The Palgina Dibura, the Adam Karvei Tzalatzmo, the Enamei Tzalatzmo Rasha. So vis-a-vis himself, he's not able to say Eidus. But nevertheless, I can accept the Eidus, the Nogea Ploni. If you look in that Sugya Sanhedrin, you see actually, it's not everybody's opinion. What do we have in that Sugya Sanhedrin? Who holds this? Who's the Bala Memra of Uba Achim Mitzdarf and Lahargo? Who? Rava. The Maisa Rav Yosef said, the Amr Rav Yosef, Ploni Rabo La'onso. What the person said was, it happened not consensually. Uba Achim Mitzdarf and Lahargo. However, says Rav Yosef, Lurtsono, if he would say, Ploni Rabo Lurtsono, Rasha who? So since in this Eidus you're incriminating yourself and you can't say about yourself, so therefore we don't accept this Eidus about Ploni either. Says Rava Amar Adam Karvei Tzalatzmo V'ein Adam Meis Matzmo Rasha. And therefore that much we don't take on, that he was part of the Aveira. So we say Palgina Dibura. It seems from learning that Sugya Pashtus, Tosis assumes this way, that Rav Yosef doesn't accept Palgina Dibura. Okay, but hold that Rava. So that's one example that the Rush is bringing for Palgina. Palgina Dibura for that case. What's the second example? V'chein perek zeh borer, also Sanhedrin of Chavhei. Bar Benisus, as hidu bei trei sadi. This guy, Bar Benisus, was obviously a bad guy, and he did an aveira of lending beribis, which would passel him le'edus. But how did this edus get transmitted about him? So there are two edim. Chad omar ozeh beribisa. One aid said that Bar Benisus lent beribis. So he's a Rasha, he's pasul le'edus based on that aveira. The other aid said Lididi ozeh beribisa, that he lent me beribis. So by doing that, he's also incriminating himself as the lover who's also doing an aveira. So the Gemara says, Pasle Rava Lebar Benisus. Rava took this edus, the two edim together, and he disqualified this person. Mishum Dadim Kare to Atmo, Umemninan Rei. Now here the Rush adds a little bit here. So what is the Palginan doing here? Upalginan meaning Paminan Rei the Osebri Bisa. We believe the aid insofar as saying that Bar Benisus did the Aveira Bleni Beribis, the Loli Didei, but we don't take the edus completely to take on that it was to him. And going back to the first case, what would it mean according to Rava? And it's Rava both, notice in both cases, that in the case of Ploni Rabbani Lertzoni, so what would I take on? That Ploni did the Aveira, so I would say either it was Leonso or Ploni Rava with somebody. I'd take him out of the picture completely. The same way over here, the Ozer Bribisa, the Loli Didei. And the Gemara directly makes that connection of Rav Letamei. The Rush doesn't quote this part of the Gemara, but if you look in Sanhedrin Chafei, after the Gemara quotes the story, Pasrei Rava Lebar Benisus, Ay, Vaharava Huda'ama Rava Beribis Pasrei Eidus, Vahavale Rasha, Ay, Rava himself holds that the Lova also becomes Pasrei Eidus, and the Gemara Rav Letamei, Rava Lishitasa, the Amar Rava Adam Karve Tzalatzmo, Ve'in Adam Esmatzmo Rasha. That's the second Gemara. What's the third Gemara? The Chayin Bivamis, Daf Chafeya Mibes. What's over there? Eid Shabbat Amar Haragti Lebayla Shal Ishazu. So the halacha is that an Eid Achad is believed to say Meis Bayla, especially in the Munis. And he says, but he doesn't say just that the husband died, he says he killed the husband. So the halacha is, can she remarry? This edus is at the same time allowing her to remarry, but also incriminating himself. He can't be made on yourself that he's the aveira. So it says, Shemasiyan osa, we let her remarry. Why? Demhemninan leisha neharag, again, palginan. We believe the aid that this person was killed, velo shehu harga. There too, this whole sugya there, brings in Rav Yosef and Rava from Sanhedrin Daf Tes. The Mishnah, the way it plays out over there is as follows. The Mishnah there at the end of the second parak Yivamah says that if a person says haragtiv, so lo yisas ishto. So he's not allowed to be the one to marry this woman. The woman can be remarried, but not to this person. There's l'choshesh that he may be having this ulterior motive that he wants to marry her. Haragtiv haragnuhu lo yisas ishto. So the Gemara says, it's mashmah the Mishnah, who knew the lo yisas ishto? In other words, it's a special halacha, we don't, the Rabbanan, they don't let him be the one to marry her. But, hala acher tinase. I, Rav Yosef, said plani ravani lo onsi hu ba'achem istarfen lohargo l'tzono rasha hu. If he says Gertzono, it's no good. He's a Rasha. Rav Yosef himself holds that Poli Avani Gertzoni you can't accept. So here you have a Mishnah. Until now, where Rav and Rav Yosef is Machokas Amarayim. Here you have a Mishnah. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rav Yosef could square with this Mishnah, with the Chachamim, because maybe over here it's different, because it's Shiny Edus Isha Da'akil Barabana. So it's a special din here. It's a Kula, the Chachamim. Well, maybe therefore Rav Yosef would allow the Palgina. Lamaisa, we have three examples of Palginan, right? What are the three examples? Ponir Bani Gersoni, Bledidi Osvi Beribisa, and Haraktiv. So what does the Rush want from that? So too over here. What is over here? Hachanami Liflug Dibura. Let's do a Palginan. Let's believe the Edim, it's really the two Edim, Gabi the Lova, that what? He's going with the Ravid now. Gabi what? That it was Lov Para. The Lov Chiyubi Ar, but not with regard to Mechayv the Ar. Let's just pause for a second. These three examples, what do you think? These examples are similar to what we have in our Gemara? Or different? Yeah, what's the difference? What?
It's on the aid himself.
Yeah.
Okay, but that you have to, the chiluk has to be a machalik. the problem has to do with he's a karov to atzmo and he's a karov to the arif. Okay. Same. But is it the same kind of palgina? Are you?
In the three cases, the things that we're splitting are completely unrelated. Whereas our case, they're directly related. Meaning the Lova and the Arva are directly related. But they affect one another. Meaning if the Lova can't...
Well, that may be part of what's coming in the Teretz, in the first Teretz at least, but that doesn't bother me per se right now. I want to know something more basic as far as these examples that the Rosh brought and the example in our Gemara. More basic. What is it that Palgina goes on? Palginan. What are in these three examples? What is the Palginan speaking to? What are we splitting?
Over here, we want to start, and we said the rush was going held by a star. That was not for some
reason. Palginan dibura. Yeah, go ahead.
Their eidos will accept their eidos with regard to this part of the mindset.
This detail, right? There's a detail that we're going to ignore in their eidos. There's a detail. The detail that it was Ploni Ravani, or the Lirtzoni, that we'll ignore that detail. We'll accept the Ploni Rava, not the Lirtzoni part. We'll accept that Barbanisus was Malve Beribis, but I won't accept the detail in the Eidus, part of the Eidus, where he includes himself in the story. The Harag Tiv, so again, it's one word, but still, it's still, the Harag Tiv says really two things. It says that the husband died, was killed, and I killed him. So the I killed him part, that doesn't get accepted. But the fact that the Haraktiv speaks to the fact that the person died, that we'll accept. All these examples, it's a detail within the Eidus of the story itself that's being reported. I'm taking this part of the story to accept as fact, and the other part I ignore. Now here, what do we want to do over here? The Eidus was that the Lova did not pay. What does the Rosh want us to do here? He wants us to accept the Eidus that the Lova did not pay insofar as who's concerned?
The Lova.
The Lova. But not insofar as the Arv is concerned. And as far as the Lova is concerned, we have to take on the entire Eidus, the entire piece of Eidus, that is, that Lova did not pay. But as far as the Arv is concerned, I'm not going to believe it. So it's not really the same. It's not that I'm taking the Eidus selectively, this part of the story I accept, and the other part here, it's not. It's taking the Eidus and accepting it vis-a-vis one party and not the other. Notice the difference. It's a different type of a palgina. Now, there is a term for this in the Achronim. Anyone ever hear this at any point in your experience of learning Gemara? Different expression that is not necessarily used in the Rishonim, but the Achronim like to use this term. It's not, but what I want to show you is for the Rishonim, at least right here in the Rush, it's not necessarily a difference. It's still predicated on the same Yisod. What is that term called? Palginan Nemanus. Palginan Nemanus, as distinct from Palginan Dibura. What does that mean? Palginan Nemanus means that, as opposed to saying where this is the Dibur, and I slice the Dibur surgically, so to speak, and say this part I accept, and that part of the Eidus, of the report, I don't accept. That's Palginan Dibura. All these three examples fit what we would like to call Palginan Dibura. Palgin Nemanus means I accept the entirety of the report, but only with regard to one person and not another person, with regard to this halacha and that not that halacha. In other words, with regard to a particular application or a particular party, then I buy the entire story. I buy into the whole story. With regard to a different application, I don't accept the story. That's not the same thing as saying I'm accepting part of the story, not the other part of the story. It's pagina nemanus. The nemanus is only going to be selective. The nemanus, the credibility is binogeya. In other words, in this case, what do we want to, what, seemingly, what would this mean? I assume that the loba didn't pay with regard to the loba. With regard to the Arev, I don't take on that assumption. The Namanus is limited to one party, not the other. Now, L'chaira, that's different than Pagina Dibura. Pagina Dibura means I accept this part of what you're telling me, but not the other part. So the Achronim build a whole, you know, Maracha here. There's Pagina Dibura, there's Pagina Namanus. This may break down a little bit over here in this rush. But let me first elaborate on what for example, where we find this. This is made very famous by V'chanan in Kovetz Ha'aretz, which is on Yivam, in Siman Chaf Aleph, which is really the Sugya Daf Chaf Hei. That was the third example that the Rush quoted from the Gemara there, Haraktiv and Poni Vanigurtsoni. So the mashal, like this. The Rechon starts off by saying as follows. The Gemara seems to say that Rav Yosef holds Pony of Ani Lutzoni, we can't accept this Edus, right? Because Lutzoni, you're making yourself a Rasha. But that's only because a Rasha is Pasal Edus. A Rasha is Pasal Edus. So Lidvarech HaRashat. That's what Yosef's words. So you can't accept this Edus Benogea Ploni if you're making yourself a Rasha, and a Rasha is Pasal Edus. Suppose a Rasha would be Kashal Edus. Would Rav Yosef have difficulty accepting this Edus that he and someone else can testify against Ploni? Suppose a Rasha would be Kashal Edus. And I'll give you a mashal. Haraktiv. So Haraktiv, the Chachamim will allow, if Yosef says, oh, the Chachamim, Akil, the Chachamim, let that go forward. So Tinasa Ishta. Even though Pagin and Dibur we don't accept. What makes it better? So Rav Chanan starts here, the simon is Nira Tam Kozet, Tam Dabazet, Shem Delo Polygrav Yosef Arava, Ela Baha Delo Aminan Pagin and Dibura. Rav Yosef's quibble with Rava is on the so-called Palgin Dibura. Avamodet Rav Yosef de Palginan Nemanus. So here's with the term, I don't know if it originates here, but it could very well be, Yachronim, Palginan Nemanus. Okay, so what is he saying here? There's a distinct idea. Palginan Dibura is could be subject to Machokes, Rav Yosef and Rava. Palgin Nemanus is better. It's better. Pagina Nemanus means that Masho just gave this example. If a Rasha be Kashal Edus, but he still wouldn't be able to Mechayev himself. Be Kashal Edus, but he's only one eight, right? He'd be able to be Neman Benogea, the other person. Now, leaving out that particular case, here is his classic example of Pagina Nemanus is as follows. The Mishnah in Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin. When you have an Eid Echad that testifies that husband died, so what is he able to accomplish with that Eidus? That the woman can remarry. Now let's ask the following. If a woman can remarry based on the assumption her husband died, so what is she entitled to? Ksuba, right? If the husband dies, she's entitled to collect from the estate for the ksuba. That's what was promised her in the ksuba. will, but that's mama, right? It's mama. Can she now collect suba based on testimony of Eid Echad that we allow her to remarry? What's another nafkamina of mama that should be relevant here? If you take on that the husband died, then what else is at stake here, mamun wise? Nechasim, the Yerusha. Can all the children now go and take title of the Nechasim because now you assume the husband died? So it goes like this. Binogeya ksuba. So there's initially a machokes, beis shamai, and beis hillel. That's the Mishnah here, kuf tezayin and beis, onto kuf tezayin and aleph. Beis shamai says, tinase v'tito ksuba. Based on what the Mishnah says earlier, that a woman can be remarried based on the Eid Echad, so now she can collect ksuba. Beis hillel says, tinase v'lo tito ksuba. So that's what starts off in the Mishnah. Amro lehem beis shamai. So beis shamai says to beis hillel, hitartem erva chamura. You're using, you're allowing a woman who's an ishes ish, presumably, to be assumed not to be an ishes ish, that the husband died based on Eid Echad, which is more chamur than mamun. So wouldn't you imagine for sure that you should allow the woman to cook suba? Amar lehem beis hillel, matzino she'ena achim nechnasin lenachal al piha. But you see, on the other hand, you also agree with Shammai that the brothers can now come and take the estate for Yerusha. As Rashi says, the Lugab Drachmana Amar Apishnaim Eidim. Ugabe Nisuin Dida, her marriage, Huda Akilu Rabbana Mishamiguna. The Chacham Mishamiguna, that she shouldn't be Niguna. Therefore, the Chacham allowed the Eid Echad to be believed. But you see that the Achim can't take the Yerusha. Amalem Beis Shammai, yeah, but still, she has to be a Geksuba. No, so Beis Shammai doesn't dispute the fact that the Achim don't go to Yerusha. Because it says in the Nusach HaKsuba, Misef HaKsuba, from the very text of the Ksuba, no mode, Shehu Kosev La, he writes, Sheim Tinasi La'acher, should you be allowed to marry someone else, Titli Masha Kosev Lichi, you'll get what's earmarked for you, what's written for you. So Lamaish, at the end of the day, says the Mishnah, Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoris Kviri Beis Shammai. So at the end, Beis Hillel came around and was masking the stomach because of this taina, that the ability to let ksuba is a direct consequence of the heter nisuin. She has a heter nisuin, you can't separate that from her claim on the ksuba because the ksuba itself says, bottom line, if she can be married, she's going to be able to collect the ksuba. So they still came around and agreed. But what is still remaining clearly not within the purview of assuming that the husband died, binogeya Yerusha? That was the original taina that Bisila said back, but then the taina back was, yeah, but Lamaisa, she can be married, so that itself can allow the geksuba. So what's happening here, says the Bachana? Did the husband die? Do we take on that he died or not? Binogeya, the right to remarry, we take on that he died. And from that, we also can go and say she can collect her geksuba, and that Bisila end up agreeing to that. And at the same time, we're not going to take on that he died, binogea the Yerusha. But he mean, manafshach, that he didn't. Do we took the aid at his word to believe that the husband died, and yet the children can't go down to the Yerusha? Says Rav Chanan, that's an illustration of the rule called Pauginan Nemanis. Hainu. What does it mean? We do take on that the husband died. Now, there's a lot here, but there's a problem with this. So Rav Chanan takes for granted that Palgina Nemanus is better than Palgina Dibur. Seemingly, the rush over here, and we'll see maybe more from the Baal Mor, it doesn't seem to go this way. In other words, our problem was that the examples that the Rush gave are Palgina Dibura, and he's asking, you know, in the same way, Palgina Dibura, so let's do it over here as well. The Rush puts it all together. Rav Chanan says, Pagina Manas, oh, that's for sure. That's better. And the Rosh is going to give Chilukim, the first Teretz left is explained that maybe he's saying something like this. The Ravid's answer. So seemingly, something has to give over here. In other words, what I see in our Gemara, let's leave that Gemara, Mishnah, aside for a second about Yerusha. In our Gemara, in order to say we should believe the Edom that the loan was not paid, insofar as the Lov is concerned and not the Arev, needs to come on to Palgina Dibur. It's not better, but it's within the same halach. That's what I see in this verse. So first let's see why that is, and then let's see why the raya that Rechana had may be different. Maybe that's not a good raya. That's a different issue. That's not Palgina Namanis. It's better than Palgina Namanis. Palgina Namanis, you want to use that term, you could, but it's synonymous with Palgina Dibura. That's what he's seeing in this rush. Yeah, all right.
When Rabbi sees that, Rabbi says that Rav Chanan says it's better.
Rav Chanan says it's better. That's what Yosef could...
It's easier to do, right.
The Rosh is saying he's asking because of the fact that Pagin Dibura, just like Rabbi, according to Rav. So what does that mean? From the Rosh, what I see in the Rosh is that it's one halacha. Whether it means selectively accepting some of your report and ignoring the other detail. Whether it means accepting the Eidus in part, meaning binogeya, the lov, and not the arev. It's the same halacha, pagina. Call it pagin dibur if you want. It's not a new concept. It's the same concept as those three gemaras. In other words, either you take an Eidus and accept it in its entirety, or you have another option, which is to accept it selectively. Says the Rosh, I have three gemaras that allows you to accept an Eidus selectively. You can take the Eidus on Ploni Ravani and ignore the Lertzoni. You can accept that it was Ozeb Rebusa, but not to this person. You can accept that the husband died, but not that he killed him. Says the Rosh, so too, I should accept the Eidus insofar as the Lova and not insofar as the Arv is concerned. It's the same Allah. It's not a different halacha. It's the same within it. It's the idea that you can take an Eidus and accept it in part. But everyone agrees over here that if the Eid Echad says the husband dies, the Achim can't go and take the Yerusha. Sounds like it's not totally any machokes, Palgina Dibura, Palgina. It sounds like that's a given. Why is that different? Why is that different? So many Achronim point this out, totally, and others. What makes that different is like this. It's better than what we've been calling Pagina Namanis. Pagina Namanis means I'm accepting the Eidus in part and not completely. So that could play out in terms of the specifics of the story. It could play out in terms of relating to one person, not to someone else. The difference over there is as follows. An Eid Echad says, Meis Baila. An Eid Echad is only an Eid Echad. The Chachamim said, an Eid Echad, we're going to grant him the Manus for purposes of letting her remarry. That is an Eid Echad. He has an Emanus for that. What he doesn't have an Emanus for, he doesn't have an Emanus for. That's not Pagin Emanus. That's just because all we accept, all we allow him to do for us is that. When you're dealing with two Eidim, like over here, two Eidim, and you want to say, I'm going to accept, two Eidim are two Eidim, and you want to accept the two Eidim only insofar as the one who they're not karov to the Lova, not to the Arif, that's a problem unless you come on to a new Yisod that the Rosh is bringing here, Pagina, Pagina Dibura, Pagina Namanis, it's all the same thing. How can I accept the Eidus only insofar as one, not the other? The answer is, you see, you can do that. You can accept Poni Ravani, not Lertzoni. The case that the Rav Chanan brought from the fact that you don't allow the brothers to go down is not a good example. Because there we're dealing with an Eid Echad to begin with. An Eid Echad, what he's believed for. He doesn't have Nemanis for Mammon. He has Nemanis for... That Gufa is the framework that we're talking about. An Eid Echad has Nemanis only Vinogeya that she can remarry. So if the whole Nemanis is only said for that, not for anything else. That's not palgin on them, mother. So it's not that, that there's a koach here and suddenly I'm going to selectively accept the edus. No, as he only has nemanis, he's only an edachot. An edachot only has nemanis, benogea, the woman we marry. Here, it's not that way. Here, it's two edim with a koach of two edim. And I, Beis Din, is going to decide we're going to accept the edus only for him and not for the other one. For that, you need a yisod called palgina. But when you, the fact that the edachot is only the extent of his nemanis was given by definition, it was circumscribed. We believe you, we only have a nemanis for that. So what he's accepted for is in terms of what we allow that to begin with. So you don't have to come out to a palginon to say that he's not believed on the that with selectively accepting his nemanis. This is his nemanis. More than that, what he is, he isn't. He's only an eidachad. He can't be more than an eidachad. So the eidachad will accept an eidachad for letting the woman be married. Both said you hear the difference. So then it comes out that it's not the new yisod that we learned from that Mishnah Yevamis called pagin nemanis, everyone agrees to it. From this rush, I see otherwise. Pagin nemanis that we use in that formulation is just another variation of pagin adibur. Another application. I can accept the edus selectively. Selectively can mean in terms of the specifics of the story. Selectively can mean in terms of believing the story insofar as one individual and not the other individual. But the raya from the case of an eid echad that the Yerusha doesn't go to the children, that's because an eid echad is not enough of an emanus. Not pagina emanus. Palgin nemanis means that I take the nemanis and I decide I'm going to accept the edus for this and not for that. Here, it's not enough. It's not enough of an edach. It's not enough, mama. It's not palginan. Just he can't be more than he is. An edach will accept. He'll be good enough just to let her remarry. It's not palginan. That's a different idea. But when I have a koach of shnei edim and I'm going to say I'm going to accept the edus partly. It's a problem of Palgina. Palgina works, then let's do it. Then you have to come up with the teretz. The Rashi is going to give us two teretz into the kash. Yeah, Arye and then Noach. Yeah.
Why is the fact that the reason we believe in Eid Echad is because of the kula to allow her to get remarried? That's the reason. But at the end of the day,
he's coming with his limitation. He can't become more than he is. An Eid Echad is only Neman Ugabe that. We're only accepting the Eid Echad for purposes of the remarriage. So the fact that he's not Neman for that which we never accepted him for doesn't need a Kamato Pavina. He's not more than what he is. He's all he brings to the table is a Koach of an Eid Echad. So to say that I'm accepting the Eid Echad for this and not for that, that's not Pavina. That's just an Eid Echad is only, we only believe in Eid Echad for this halacha. Palginan is something stronger. Palginan says that I have a koach of Eidim, and Beis Din decides we are going to accept the Eidus only in part. Here, what he's bringing to the table from the very get-go, he is an Eid Echad. So an Eid Echad is only good for this, not for the other thing. It's not Palginan. That's just. The fact that I can only extend it to what was said, it's not good enough for the other thing. It's not good enough. He doesn't have enough nemanis for the other thing. Here, edim are edim. We're deciding that we're going to accept the edus in part. When a person is not, what he brings to the table is not good enough for the other area, so that's not pagina nemanis. It's just, he's good enough when he's good enough. So we accepted him completely for what he's good enough for. That's the difference. It's a little subtle, svar, but I think you should be able to hear it. Noach.
I'm a little confused with, up until now we've been saying every time that we have an Eid Echad, the Din HaMamonos, that it just works almost like a blanket kind of
Eid Echad.
Eid Echad by Mamonos.
Shvuah,
the shvuah, shvuah is only shvuah,
not
mammon. Yeah. So then, are we? Is this the case? There's no. I guess is there a shvuah here? Or is it just allowing her?
No. The issue is, can The issue is ksuva, which we said the end she could get because of the safe, because it's written in the document in which she can be married. And then the other is Yerusha. Yerusha Nishtayed.
So is it that we're allowed giving her the koch of being eight, even though she's also eight?
No. Someone eight echad said beis baila. So we know, based on Mishnah Be'Sillah, that she can be married because once the ksuba says that she can be married, and she can get the ksuba because the ksuba says when you can be married, you can get ksuba. So that is a natural consequence. Now we deal with the question of Yerusha. We need two aid.
She herself is not being married, someone else being
married. Someone testified. Her husband died, yeah.
I just don't understand the rash, how he could not be in a chav between two psikisas. Wouldn't it be clear to say that Pagina Dibura is not more chama than a case of Naamanas? Because once you're going to accept an aid, and we believe that an aid is Naaman, it's a big kiddush to say that we're only going to accept half of what he's going to say. But it's less of a kiddush to say, oh, he's a kosher guy, but he's not kosher. He's going to, no matter what he says about X, it's going to be possible from the get-go. But in Pagina Dibura,
it's
much more of a kiddush. We're going to say, we're going to hear him out. He's a kosher aid. He himself is not. He's not a puzzle. But if you start speaking about a certain Indian, that we can't go that far to accept that.
Yeah. For the rest, it's not enough to. You're right. Here it's part of the edus in terms of the specifics of the story, and here it's accepting it with regard to one party, not the other. But for that, the rest didn't see any reason to the machalik. It means the bottom line is in both cases, I'm accepting the edus in part. I'm not accepting the edus in its totality. So yeah. I'm accepting it. Got to be the love now. Got to be the arif. But that rests on the premise of palgina. It's not better or worse. It's exactly the same premise. That's what you see in the Rosh. Now, the Rosh gives two terutzim to this Tasha. The Raivid is the one that we saw already when we discussed Nimsa Karvo Pasul. Let's just read it, just to get a little bit familiar. The Yesh Mitaretz, in the first Teretz, Dilo Dami. So here he does make maybe what you're trying to say, Chiluk, Dilo Dami. Hasam Hani Sadi Lechiyube Gavra Olamifsele Ka'asu. In the cases of, let's say, by Ribis or by Rava, the Iker Eidus is to make the person Chayef for the Avera or to make him Pasale Eidus. Hilkach, the Iker Eidus Shem Omim Sharava Shalav Ribis Nemanim. The Iker Eidus was to talk about that person's guilt. Pasale Eidus, he's Chayef Misa, whatever. Uvamesh Amar Lididi, when he says, as part of that Eidus, he also brings himself into the story, Nil Yachrin Ninu. So that's like something that's viewed as tangential, that's not considered the Iker Eidus, that's like an extra detail, which really doesn't have to necessarily have been said, but he happens to say it together. So that we dismiss that part. That's in that case. However, here it's different. Here, what we're trying to say is believe then to make the lo v'chayv and not the arev, that we can do. Because we have a star that he is an Arab. You can't deny that he's an Arab. And what are they saying? That it was unpaid. So first of all, you see that there's a star, and the star says he's an Arab. That's a given that we said before in terms of the case. So what really is the teretz of the Yesh Mitaretz? What are they trying to say? Yeah.
He's limiting the din of Palginan Yibura.
The Palginan is easier in those situations than over here. There, those are side issues, side details, so we can more readily ignore that. But here, what they're saying is equally about both, because the shtar that they're speaking about, that the loan was not paid about, speaks about the lova and the arev, so mela, you can't do a pagina. That's basically the thrust of the Yesh Mitaretz. Okay. They're not really saying the pagina manas per se versus pagina dibur, they're just giving you the larger context. It's an easier pagina over there, the ikar edus is distinct from the problematic part of the Eidus. And here, everything's more intertwined. Okay, this is one teretz. Now comes the Ravid that he quotes in the Tshuva, and you see in the Baal HaMor didn't have this whole Ravid, at least the way we have it. V'Ravid kasa b'tshuvosav, the following. Shekol Eidus shebatla miksasa, machmas tsul kurva, batla kula v'lo pagina dibura. What the Raivin is essentially going to say is a distinction between the problem in our sugya is karov. The problem in all those three cases that we just mentioned is what? Karov etzel atzmo, another way of saying baldover. The Raivid is now bringing in the notion called Edus Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula. He's going to connect it to Minsa Karvel Pasul. Look very carefully at the language. And the Raivid is going to make a fantastic distinction between when you have a situation of a Psul Kurva where you're an Eid Pasul, or you're a Baldavar, Edim Karvel Chalatzmo, which means you're a non-Eid. If you're an Eid Pasul, then there is no basis for Palginan. Palginan cannot exist in the face of the counterforce. What's the counterforce to Palginan? What is Palginan versus what? Batmusabatalkula. So the rabbi is now creating a path here to distinguish when I go the route of Palginan and when I go the route of Eshabatlumisasabatalkula. For the rabbi, the distinction is going to come down to whether you can be defined as an eight puzzle or you're in the category of being a non eight. So I want you to sweat on this a little bit, yeah? If you haven't yet. But you know what the rabbi is going to do, and he's going to take us back to the earlier Gemara, and this has tremendous ramifications in terms of all kinds of situations, l'mashal, beyond what the Rashi himself spells out over here. But l'mashal, the notion called chilaso, b'psul, b'sofa b'kashrus. We talked about a case where the time of the ri'iyah, a person is puzzle, and then later on it became no longer puzzle. Let's say they were karov, and then they became not a karov. But between the Riyas Eidus and the Haggadah, what's the din? Behu Eid Ora Yada, Yidi Tchilaso Besofo Be Kashas. What about if you're a Baldover at the time of the Riyah? You're Nogia the Eidus at the time of the Riyah, and the Eidus. Between the Riyas Eidus and the Haggadah, you're no longer Nogia the Eidus, you're no longer Baldover. Would that also have the problem called Tchilaso Besofo Bekashrus, that here you're not Tchilaso Besofo Bekashrus, you started off being a Baldover. So according to the premise that the rabbi is giving us over here, what should follow? If you misalik yourself from that Negius after the Riyasa Eidus, then you're fine. And you never really were Pasul, you were just a Negev Eidus Bis Baldover. So a lot of interesting ramifications of this rabbi. Also look carefully how he wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara that he quotes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Adam Kobe Etzel Atzmo, Etzel Ishto. Also look at the Chidushi Ramban to parallel to this Rush. So we have to go through the Ravid, and then also go back to the issue of that the Balmor is going to discuss in the Mechamos. What is the case of our Gemara? Is it a case of Edi Halva or Edi Piron? And why would the Ravid have thought to learn the case to be a case of Edi Piron that he didn't pay or he did pay versus being Edi Halva?